reference.
Help a referrer out.
Hello, somebody.
The last time I saw her, she was acting kind of stank.
On today's episode of Corporate Homie,
being yourself at work.
Issa, holla at me.
Make him stop. I wasn't sure that she should tweet that the president was a white supremacist.
Hey, homies.
Welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast.
Woo woo.
We are talking today about bringing your whole self to work.
Side note, did you see Insecure tried to jack my woo woo?
Insecure tried to jack you. Oh my gosh.
Issa, holla at me.
Send a cease and desist. Make them stop. Oh, that's hilarious. You know, it's funny because this topic is one that I feel like we're going to keep touching on because this is something that we get asked about the most. We actually did a similar episode, and you can go back and listen to episode 8 on authenticity, sort of being yourself at work. But I think that this is something that the homies absolutely struggle with over and over and over again.
Yeah, absolutely. And it has become a huge diversity topic. And I was in preparing for the podcast, I saw that 83% of folks who work in the corporate America in the LGBT community feel like they leave a big portion of themselves at home. 79% of African Americans and 66% of women. So the reason why this topic keeps coming up is because unless you are a straight white man. You're not bringing.
People feel like they're covering up parts of themselves when they enter the workplace. That's really unfortunate, which means that they are engaging in some form of self-presentation or they're
hiding some things, keeping something close to the vest. Right, and that was a Deloitte & Touche study, by the way, from last year.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so I think the reason this is good because I think that's why it keeps coming back up, like I said, because everybody's struggling with it.
Yeah, and so when I think of wholeness, to me, it means that you get to bring, and I'll be interested to hear what you think, or if you're just like, yeah, me too. It's like everything, your passions, your side projects, your relationships, your partners, your family, and your politics. And so for me this week, a big part of, you know, what's been in the news is Jemele Hill.
Get out of my head.
Okay. Because you and I hadn't talked about that, but just, you know, for those of you who don't know, if you listen to the podcast, you know, we're big sports fans. And so I don't know if you are, but I'm a big Jemele Hill fan.
Love her.
Okay, big.
And now fan. Even more so.
Really? So, okay, so let's talk about that. So I wasn't sure that she should tweet that the president was a white supremacist.
She was speaking the truth, okay?
She was speaking the truth. Like, don't get me wrong. It's not that I don't think that what she said wasn't true. Let me be absolutely 100% clear. I agree with her.
And, you know, they were basically like, be a sports person, leave your politics at home, and let's be super clear, the president tried to get her fired. And
now, I thought that was super whack, let's back up and digest it a little bit, because she did not say it at work. She is, okay, so for those of you who don't know who Jemele Hill is, let's back up a little bit. Jemele Hill is an on-air
personality for ESPN.
Correct. And she tweeted on, you know, that she thought that the president of the United States, Donald Trump,
was a white supremacist.
Is a white supremacist. And I think that there are many black people in America who would agree with that statement, given his position on race in America today. And so Donald Trump and his administration called basically for her resignation.
And just to put
from ESPN,
and let's just to get you guys some perspective of how serious it is, they didn't call ESPN. they called ABC, who owns
ESPN's parent company.
Right. So they were basically like, we're not going to jack around with the subsidiary. And then ESPN tried to get other African-American on-air personalities to fill in and do her shows. They essentially refused. And so,
right. So what they thought was, which is to me was even more horrible, was so Jemele Hill, she co-hosts a show with another African-American host. And they basically said, okay, she's in this controversy, so we'll swap these two black people out.
We're going to swap Jemele for Arnitra.
And Michael. No, they won't swap both of them. We're going to swap these two black people out for two more black people, except for the other two black people was like,
no, thank you.
No black swap today.
No black swap today. And no, so it didn't work. And then ESPN was like, we didn't try to do that. We stand by her. So I will say this. I think that if you can wear your hair natural to work, and Colin Kaepernick can kneel, and LeBron James can wear an I can't breathe shirt in a shoot around and on air. I mean, we challenge people and say, use your platform. And then when they use their platform, we say, well, you shouldn't be doing that. So I think.
But you do know there are lots of people who think that all of those things you just said are inappropriate.
I get it. I'm just not one of them.
And that that's why Colin Kaepernick does not have a job this season.
And see, I think that he doesn't have a job because he's a subpar quarterback. And I think that Daryl Strawberry and Robert Downey Jr. and all these people have showed us that it doesn't matter what your demons are, what your problems are. Dennis Rodman, you can be crazy, you can be outrageous, but if you can, you know, jump high or swing a bat or act your behind off, you're going to keep getting roles. You'll keep getting opportunities.
Or Muhammad Ali. I mean, we look at Muhammad Ali. To me, Muhammad Ali is the greatest person that indicates, because we look at him now and we revere him and we love him and he's a cultural icon, but he was politically very controversial.
And he was a pariah and didn't box and was broke for years because he refused to go to NAMM and he changed his name.
Correct, because he was Cassius Clay. Correct. And so it just, to me, it's right in line with our topic. And so I guess I just say, you know, I feel you, homies. We're with you, homies. We will never stop discussing this topic because it is everything from, you know, do you bring your same-sex couple, your same-sex, you know, girlfriend or boyfriend to the farm
retreat? Even if you don't bring them, do you speak of them, or do you speak of them in pronouns? It and somebody and the person that I'm dating, you know?
Or just leave it unspoken, or do you wear your hair straight? All of these things are a part of...
Do you wear your Steve Harvey mustard suit to work? No, I'm just teasing.
Right, but it is true. And so I do think that there is that. So I just want to... Okay, so I'll let you get into it. That's sort of setting it up.
So my first, you know, tip for this show is... what we're talking about, bring your whole self to work means different things for different people. And I think that you need to be incredibly aware of what your organization's culture is. If you have been somebody who has not traditionally, or let me rephrase that, who has not historically brought your whole self to work, if you want to make a shift, you need to be aware of the culture that you work in and how that may or may not be viewed. So I'm not suggesting that you don't do it. I'm just saying that you need to be aware if you're somebody who has not done that from the beginning.
Yeah, and that's interesting. I completely agree. Yeah, being aware of the firm culture and then making a conscious decision about how you want to move within that culture is important. You need to be conscious about what your decision is. My tip, so the second tip would be that it is up to you. You don't have to bring your whole self to work. It's your choice whether you want to bring your whole self to work. But I will tell you that every study shows the more you bring your whole self to work, the happier you are at work. So unfortunately, the more you hide yourself, the more you keep who you are hidden, the more you tend to dislike your workplace.
Right. And considering how much time we spend at work, that is incredibly important. That's just a great point. My third tip is you must know who you actually are in order to bring yourself, your whole Hello. Self to work. So if you are not being totally honest with yourself, both personally and professionally, it's going to be awfully difficult to bring your whole self to work at work. So, you know, just for those homies who, you know, may quote unquote, you know, have different faces in different places, it's going to be difficult to bring your whole self when you're doing that all the time already personally. You're not going to be able to turn that off at work is what I'm saying.
Right. So in other words, if you don't bring your whole self in your personal life, you cannot bring your whole self at work. So if you're not ready to tell your family that you have a same-sex, you know, partner in your personal life, it's probably not time to do that at work. You know, I was actually having this conversation in connection with natural hair. You brought that up earlier with a friend of mine who was talking about wanting to wear her hair natural for sake of her daughter, but
explain
not...
Explain what that means a little bit, for the sake of her daughter.
So she was saying, like, I, you know, want to transition. She's not natural today. I want to transition and go natural because I want my daughter to have, I don't want my daughter to straighten her hair. My daughter to have a relaxer. And so I want to lead by example, so to speak. But she was like, but I hate my, I love my weaves. I don't want to wear, you know, I don't want, and I said, well, at the end of the day, wouldn't it be better for your daughter to see her mother like herself, as opposed to seeing her mother like cringe at herself,
suffer through her natural hairstyle that she doesn't want,
right? And look at herself and not think herself as pretty, not think of herself as pretty, and her and grow up seeing her mother kind of like cringe when she looks at herself in the mirror or talk negatively about herself. So just same kind of thing. If you're not ready to kind of be whole with yourself, you can't be whole with your daughter. So it's the same kind of thing. If you're not ready to be whole in your personal life, you're not going to be ready to be whole at work. Okay, so my next tip, or the fourth tip, is grace yourself a little bit in this area, because like many things that we talk about, this isn't the time to compare yourself with someone else.
Yeah, comparison will eat you alive.
Right. So just because someone else is ready to talk politics at work and you're not, doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you, or they're ready to tweet to the world about
Donald Trump is a white supremacist.
Exactly. Because you can see, Bimitra and I don't even necessarily agree about that.
Well, our politics can be real different anyway. You know, I'm way more conservative than you are, which I'm kind of surprised.
Which is surprising that we disagree on this.
I'm like, who are you?
What you talking about, Willis? Exactly. Why? Like, it's just, yes. And so I think you've got to be, you know, very comfortable with yourself and not trying to feel inferior and not comparing yourself to someone else, which is a part, again, of the whole wholeness argument. So just be gentle with yourself in the same way. That's going to be my final tip. Be gentle with yourself in the same way that you would be gentle with others, because these are very, very sensitive topics.
Right. My next tip is essentially, don't forget, and we've talked about this before, that your differentness, and I know that that's not a word, your being different, your diversity can always be a strength.
Absolutely.
And I think that, you know, one of my favorite pastors, my favorite preachers, is my dad's my favorite pastor. Hey, Dad.
Hey, Dad.
One of my favorite preachers is G.E. Patterson in the Kojic Church out of Memphis. And one of the things that he used to always preach is you've got to dare to be different. And so I think that there are so many good things that have happened to me and for me and continue to happen to me because I am a black female that speaks directly in the South, where people don't necessarily do that. I know, Dimitri, you've had a tremendous amount of things. So your diversity, you're speaking your mind, you're giving your opinion, you're saying, as we've talked about before, we're not going to be together on that. Let's not talk about that. That can be a plus in your career, and you don't necessarily always want to suppress that. So being vulnerable is a good thing, is my point.
Exactly. I definitely could not agree with you more on that. And it shows up in so many different ways. And, you know, Dad used to tell us that a lot, that, you know, if you're going to be the only woman at the table, then be the woman at the table. If you're going to be the only, you know, Black person at the table, be the only Black person at the table. If you're the only, and I think about this sometimes, even when we're doing the podcast, you know, if you're going to be the Latino voice, be the Latino voice. Like, there is a perspective that comes that only you can have because of your demographic, because of your experience, because you grew up in the neighborhood, because you grew up, you know, affluent, because you grew up poor, because you grew up, in around the world, because you grew up, you know, in the same exact place. There's certain things that, and perspectives that you're going to have because only you have that, because you're the only one at the table who has that experience.
And in that effort of being vulnerable, as we were recording the Hurricane podcast, I called Demetra afterwards and I said, I feel like we did a lot of talking about Jesus and God, and
should
Demetra was like, we're rolling with Jesus, and it's okay if some of the homies are not. Y'all can't see, but Demetra just put her hands up like she had missionary meeting to praise him. But I'm just trying to show you guys that we even discuss it. I just want to be, we can't just give this advice and then not be vulnerable ourselves.
And that's exactly right. And it's not, and let me say this. It's not that our podcast is for everyone, and we certainly understand that everyone is not a Christian, and we don't mean to offend anyone that's not, but I don't ever want to, you know, quench the spirit or act like that is not a part of our journey, because it is. And so,
in the words of Maya Wilkes from Girlfriends, me and Jesus,
we cool day law. And it is just a big part of our faith is a big part of our life. It's a big part of this business. It's a big part of our business plan. And so it does come up from time to time. And Demetra is right. We had a discussion about that. Like, should we re-record the episode? Should we not say that? I actually was struggling with that when I gave a keynote. Should I mention it? But the truth is, I am a Christian. That's a part of it. If it offends someone, I think that's unfortunate. But I wouldn't be offended by someone telling me that they were an atheist.
Absolutely not. So just to kind of sum up, first and foremost, I know we opened up talking about some of the controversy. We'd love to hear from the homies what you guys think about the tweet. Was it inbound? Was it out of bounds?
Yes, let us and say inbound, out of bounds.
Right, we love to hear that. But just to walk through the tips very quickly, be aware of the culture of your organization, of your firm. The second tip, it is up to you. It is 100% your choice. There is no right answer. There is no wrong answer. Number three, you must know who you are in order to bring your whole self to work. You've got to know exactly who you are. The fourth tip is you must be ready to bring your whole self to work, and that if you're not bringing your whole self to your family, to your friends, it's going to be difficult to bring your whole self to work. Number five, which is one of Demetra's favorite phrases, grace yourself, have some compassion for yourself, and that you don't want to get into the comparison game. And then our final tip is, being vulnerable is okay, and, you know, dare to be different.
As always, homies, we really appreciate you listening. Please tweet us, reach out. We don't mind if you disagree with us. We actually look forward to hearing differing opinions, or if the episode has helped you in any way as well. If you have any questions, of course, or we'll have a topic you want covered, feel free to email us at questions@corporatehomie. If you want to hear us come out and speak to your organization, send us an email at info@corporatehomie.
And until next time,
hustle hard, homies.
All of you, get you a twin. Get you another homie.